Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brandon Woodruff. Welcome to the Small Business Podcast. Two things. Number one, it's going to be just a quick, like 5-ish minute update on my businesses. But first, I just want to say I'm sorry. I mean, these past couple of weeks, I have not had my guest episodes. I have had guests lined up for both weeks, but just I don't know if it's I've never had it happen this often before, but I don't know if it's just all the pandemic stuff going on that's causing issues with people's schedules and things like that. But I've had my guests have to either cancel or reschedule just because of things that have come up over the past couple of weeks. One of these days, I'm gonna have time to record a couple of episodes in the same week so that I can have some backup episodes in case this happens. But right now, my schedule is such that I only have one kind of time block in my week to record it. And when that falls through, that time block is kind of gone, and I just have to try to get back on track the next week. Not so anyway, I apologize for that. There will be more of those coming. Quick business updates for me. The coaching side of things, it's going really well. Not a whole lot of new updates, just continuing to truck along with the group, and with my one-on-one clients, that are doing really well. I did the only change is I did switch to a new coaching software, which is where I build my clients' workout plans. They they log their workouts and everything like that. We just basically it's where we track all their data and things like that. I was using one in the past called MyPT Hub. It's a good one. It just has too many glitches and weird things going on. So I switched to a free trial of one called True Coach that I love. It's going really well. So I went ahead and I let one of I had one of my clients who was down to be kind of the the test subject for it give that one a shot for me, and we ran it for a month. He loved it, had really no complaints with it. So I went ahead and started paying for that one this month, and I really really like it a lot. No complaints. True Coach is awesome. So on the furniture side of things, that's where more is happening. I did purchase a box truck. It had a lot of issues at first. They wanted 4,000 for it. I was able to talk them down to 3,800. I wanted 3,200, but I couldn't get them that low. I got it for 3,800, but then I wound up having to put like 500 in repairs, and I still can't really totally use it until I'm recording this on Saturday. On Monday, I'll be able to start using it when I can get when the DMVs and everything here open back up, and I can get tags for it. So not trying to risk getting tickets for driving around tagless, even though I called the police station and they didn't seem to really know what to tell me to do. So anyway, that truck is going to it's going to change a lot because I can haul so much more furniture at once. So anyway, that is the biggest change for it. I'm in a group that's really helping me out. Just a group of different resellers that we just meet every morning on Zoom and just chat. And that's really cool because it's if anybody, is self-employed, working alone, you can start to kind of feel, I will say that's the one thing that caught me off guard. I didn't expect to kind of miss coworkers, but I do. So like that's kind of like a almost like a coworker meeting every morning, and I enjoy that. And we run ideas past each other and strategize together. Even though we have different business models and things like that, we're all resellers of some sort, so we talk through that stuff. And so that's really cool. I'm enjoying that a lot. But business-wise, I mean, my numbers are up this month already. So just gonna keep pushing. This truck, I think, will probably add a few $1,000s to my profit. The first full month I'm able to use it, which will be June, because of that's been my biggest limiting factor, the hauling capacity. So, I sold my first furniture related type things online, some of the hardware from some Ethan Allen dressers and things like that. So I started selling that, sold some on eBay, but mostly, 95% of my sales are still local furniture sales. So anyway, that's just a quick update. Business is going really well. Everything's going in the right direction, which I'm incredibly grateful for. And that is my update for now. Coming up this coming week, I should be able to get back to my guest episodes. And I actually have 8 or 9 people lined up. I just have to get them scheduled. And I'm trying to still reschedule with one of the guests who couldn't do it this past week. So we'll see what happens. If I'm not able to get back with him, I will schedule another one. So anyway, hope everybody's doing all right. and thank you for listening.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Small Business Podcast, where every week I interview a different small business owner, and I ask them the questions that matter, questions that you can take their answers and apply it to your business. On today's episode, I had Benji Craig of Jimby Electric, and it was just a really, really good conversation. This is the first time I've had anybody in the construction industry at all on my podcast that I can remember right now anyway, and it was just a really good interview. Let me know what you think. Really quick, I am running my virtual coaching group online. It's live Zoom workouts 3 times a week, body weight only, no equipment required, 30 minutes max. We do those Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I record them, send them out to people. We have a chat, and I do just a 30-minute Zoom conversation for anybody who wants to jump in on every Saturday, just to jump in, ask questions, whatever they need. That's only $20 a month, so just shoot me a text, 251-635-8055 if you want in, and I am happy to get you plugged into that group. All right, let me know what you think about this episode. Hope you enjoy it.